Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're ready to get a little wild tonight. We're here on Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to be talking about lucky. No, I shouldn't say get lucky. We're going to be talking about the word lucky. What's lucky to you? Is it lucky to have a black cat cross your path, or is it lucky to own a black cat? Maybe you just believe in all of that together and just believe it's your own actions that make the way the world is for you. Others know that there's different colors that are lucky for them. We're going to do Psychics Gone Wild tonight, so get ready, sit back, and let's have some fun. That didn't prove to be too lucky. We're having a little bit of a problem here, so you guys hang on while Psychics Gone Wild gets a little wilder. I know a lot of you calling in, the 773-897-6461 phone number. We are the people that do good, to do individual work for those of you who like the ability. I, Jethro Smith, at the young age of 8, drowned and came back. I always had the ability of seeing auras, but after the drowning experience, I was able to hear and feel and sense other realms, and there, thus, living in the psychic realm became what I was known to do. For years, I worked with the individuality of knowing that there were other people in the other realm. Being raised with a Baptist family who believed that you went to sleep after you died, I knew this was not true when I was seeing the widow's husband or other individuals on that other side. So, thus, for me, one of the quickest ways that I found out that luck was for me to sit down, relax, and focus on my guide. I had seen an individual when I had passed on the other side, but later I was to call my guide. I would sit down, I would relax, and I would ask him. I did very well in school. Later on, at the young age of 18, I owned my own business because the guide was telling me what to do and what not to do. So thus, I learned at a really young age that psychics were lucky for me. I hope we're lucky for you. And let's do a few minutes here. I know a lot of you are calling. I've got some friends tonight. You're going to get to meet some phenomenal people. These are our new guests and hosts and our individual family that's been invited to Psychics Gone Wild. For some of you, you will know a few of them. You've heard them before. And some of these are going to be brand new. So sit back, relax, and let's have a good time. Please call the 773-897-6461 number. We will be taking those calls. I want to open up emails tonight. So if you want to do psychicsgonewild.com, put it anything you want to talk to us about, questions with it. I do kind of hope you stay a little bit with topic. Excuse me, we're having a little bit of phone problem. But if you don't, just go ahead and put in those questions you've got there. I've got a couple of you writing in right away. Jethro, I can't believe this. My wife is psychic. For years, she's been telling me all these things that would happen. Recently, she explained to me that she had also passed and came back. A near-death experience had raised this development. Now I've realized that she's loved me for my real self. I've got to tell you, your show has brought us together. We are individuals in Nebraska living over close to Scott's Bluff and have decided a long time ago that we were having a lot of problems with each other. Now we're working it out, and I want to thank Psyche's Gone Wild from Devin and Alyssa for putting us back together. Well, Devin, I'm glad. I'm glad you like the show. And they are Jan fans. So, Jan, we thank you for helping that lovely couple listen to the show and be better with it. We're going to have some people come on. So you guys get ready. Hang in here. We've got just a minute here before we get to them. This individual that we're going to start out tonight with the show is a new individual. I was graced enough to have him become a friend with me through a social site, and then we've become friends and have been talking. He was letting me know that not only has he had the ability, but he also is had some near-death experiences and is able to really foresee sports events and is able to do some interviewing and some other astral projection and types like that. We're going to introduce tonight one of our phenomenal new people, Chris B. Johnson. Chris, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Jethro. How about yourself?
Really good. We're having a little technical, so I apologize to all the people that are listening in. We got people laughing. They're going, "Boy, you two sound like you're in a tunnel." I don't know what it is. It's just raw talk. You guys bear with us. We'll get it cleaned up. We love with the fact of Chris. You know, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. You know, you have this psychic ability, and you're living up there way up in what, Michigan?
Yes, and almost Canada, the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Born and raised here, been around the world, did various jobs all over the place, and I returned home, and this is my home for now.
So I love it. Now, you as an individual, when did you first realize that you were able to get these? Where did you practice a little bit, or how did it come to you to know that you were able to forecast what was going to happen in an event?
It's hard to say exactly. It kind of happened spontaneously. I guess nature at its best. And as I've grown older, I became more cognizant of it, and it got better at fine tuning it. Still working on a little fine tuning, but it's a very good feeling being able to help people with it.
Very good, Chris. We've got a lot of people here tuning in. They're going, Jethro, one of the things we've got to ask about, is it hard, and this is a good question for both me and Chris, is it hard being a psychic male in the nowadays, when most people look at psychics, they think of different females and people doing it, you know, some famous mediums and other names they mention and psychics. Is it? I think it's both. I think it's hard and it's easy. I think that it is time for more men to step up and show this side of their psychic sensitivity. I do feel that, if you guys remember, Edgar Cayce and names like that were phenomenal. You know, individuals who were working with this ability. The Sleeping Psychic Prophet was known for years. I know of some other male names, and I think that just recently we're re-coming up with proving this ability. Don't you think, Chris, it's time that some of the males, and how do you feel about being right now in this time and age being psychic?
I absolutely agree. I think part of that stigma is, by nature, women are more in tune with their feelings and how they feel. And I think just the stigma of it, society doesn't necessarily allow males to be in tune with their feelings in some respects. But yeah, I do feel very strongly that there's plenty of, you know, both males and females that in the world that do possess gifts and talents that they may not necessarily be aware of.
I love that. Now, tuning in, Derica, who's writing us over here from Spokane, Washington. Jethro, I want to know what else is happening with you. And Chris, my family has psychic abilities. Do you have people in your family that's psychic, Chris?
I guess not necessarily. But I do. Yeah, there's definitely, in my gene pool, there's definitely a certain skill set. You know, certain gifts. I think I am the anomaly of the family.
Okay, good. And I do on my part, I would say, yes, I know that my mother was very gifted. She was always able to tell things. My father hides from it. And then my children, as I can say that my children also are very gifted with this. So it just depends. It doesn't always have to be there. We're going to grab the phones, you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you tuning in, to Psychic Jethro and some friends. We're getting wild. We're going to have a party. And we can't have a party without a nature person. And those of you who have met this host, hostess before, this is our phenomenal California girl who can't stay out of the garden and is always having herself a wild time helping people with the different herbs and health. And this is Lori C., our nature girl. Lori, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Chris. I'm doing great. It's wonderful out here in California. The weather is, like, beautiful right now.
Oh, she's rubbing it in. I'm in Kansas freezing. He's up in Michigan, and she's out there.
I am. I do not miss the snow. I am from Ohio, and I do not miss the snow. I am so sorry.
Very good. And so you've got a little treat for us. Those of you tuning in know that Lori's a phenomenal tarot reader, and she was saying earlier that she has a new deck she's going to be reading with tonight. So if you want to have that reading, call 773-897-6461. We're getting it set up for all of you that love Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a new schedule, so hang on to your hats. We're going to be more and better and more fun psychics than you've had in a while. So those of you tune in to Psychics Gone Wild, call 773-897-6461. We've got a lot of people calling in. Jethro, I can't believe it, but my daughter was telling me now that she can hear her plants growing. Ask Lori, the nature girl, is it true when you're really getting things to go, you can tell or hear or sense if you're going to have a good crop or not?
Yes and no. You kind of almost have to keep up with the weather. I go to Farmer's Almanac and check out their site. But for the most part, yeah, I mean, I have just a certain connection. I don't know what it is. I have a very big green thumb. But I mean, if it makes you happy, you know, enjoy it. Just enjoy it. That's what I do. I enjoy it.
Now, this is very healthy, very Mother Nature, and I know that growing is a lot. One of the gifts that I do suggest with a lot of individuals who are learning with their first abilities. I know that for years, I lived in a very rural Wyoming, and I would go out and do different gardening. I was able to also, from this reading, I had the best rose garden. My grandfather also was very gifted with roses, but a lot of the things I did was just, it just comes naturally. And I think for those of you that are tuning in tonight, remember, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got some other friends coming in, and we're going to be laughing and talking here and doing it, but we've got to grab a hold of it. For those of you who are new to Psychics Gone Wild, what we do is we give a few readings out. We give away some prizes at PsychicsGoneWild.com. Those of you who went over and put in for it, remember to go to the left side. Go to www.PsychicsGoneWild.com. Go down to the left. It'll say Contact Us. And then when you contact us, it'll say How to Win Prizes. Put in your information. We are psychic, but you have to give us your snail mail so that we can send it to you. Because, honestly, we are very gifted. But, you know, if you just put down John Jay, you may have to wait for your prize because we don't know where to send that prize to. We do encourage all of you guys that are having fun to get ready to just be wild. Wild is the side of life that's a little bit different. For those of you, you know, we live outside the box. Chris B. Johnson just admitted, like me, that we're psychic men, which is something that you don't hear a lot of. We've also got our phenomenal Lori, who's reading tarot cards, which were a big no-no at one time. People were scared of the symbology of them. We're talking about lucky tonight. What's lucky for you? No, I don't mean it out when you're dating. I mean lucky, and then why? I've got him write me. Mark Johnson writes me from New York. You know what makes me lucky? I have a girlfriend that's down the street, and I'm lucky when she goes out of town because then I'm out all over. Well, Mark, that's probably why we keep a chain to your leg. You're a little bit like an animal, and we should put you locked up. We don't know what to tell you. I got to tease you, John. Mark, I don't know what to tell you. John's writing the same thing over here, and he's out in California. He's telling me that what really was a great thing for him, what made it lucky, was that he's kept his grandfather's pocket knife. He's held on to this. John Dave's telling me for 16 years after his grandfather's passed, and when things are going a little odd, he can reach in to hold the pocket knife, saying to himself, like his grandfather always taught him, that he's able to handle each and everything that comes to him. He's been able to get new jobs by this. He's had great ideas by it, and it's a token of appreciation. I agree with that very much. And, you know, psychically, things that you hang on to are also really psychically tuned. For example, that was your grandfather's knife. It has your grandfather's energy on it. And obviously, has got that work working there. So those of you that are tuning in tonight, remember that. You know, when you're looking at things that are handling it, going into the work here, we're going to ask our new host that's in here tonight. We're going to be meeting some more friends. You guys don't go anywhere. Crispy Johnson, do you have anything that you have from family that you would say maybe is lucky or charged up that you use in your daily affairs, or are you a person that believes in that?
As far as, you know, what do you, in more detail, what do you mean exactly?
So, an item or something that maybe you've held on to, your grandfather or grandmother or something, an item of someone that's passed that you keep around the house that makes you feel good.
I guess every day I carry with me the combination of my dad's sperm and my mother's egg, which created me.
Yeah, that's a very good theory. Did you catch that? All of you turn. I agree. What about you, Lori? Do you have something that you are you one of those people that have that memories of things of items, or are you more like Chris was just saying, his actual self, his own entity?
There are some items that I feel that that bring me luck. People that find pennies, for instance. Some people say find a penny, pick it up, and then all day you'll have good luck. Well, I believe that, but I also believe pennies come from heaven. So that, to me, that is my luck, pennies.
Oh, very good. And that's something that's very good to know is now, and we talked about this before with the magic of it. You know, the pennies from heaven, those people that go on by, we've proven that people pick up the money that, and have money all the time. 3 sevens. If you see 3 sevens, it means your luck's going to be lucky. Or if you're having good luck, it may mean things are going to change. Lots of butterflies also means transition, changes in the order. So paying attention to those things around you often always work too. Knowing music, for those of you that are clairaudient, if you're hearing a song, and make sure you listen to the lyrics of it. A good example, if you think of it and listen to the song, to dream the impossible dream from the Man of La Mancha, that song, to dream the impossible dream, and you hear those wording, it sounds very sad and up. But as you begin to listen, the theme of that song is to overcome and surmount something that's impossible. So make sure if your guides are giving you music or you're psychically sensing it, to listen to it out. Sometimes what may seem awkward is actually a blessing. And remember to test your guides. If you're hearing music and let's say they're playing Blue Suede Shoes and you see someone down the street, oh, that must be it. That's the person I should talk to. And the song keeps playing, it's not it. If you're hearing it overly, the guides are still trying to tell you something. So make sure you place your psychic music or your psychic sign in the right place. Dragonflies mean prosperity. But if you see a dragonfly and it says, talk to that girl that's very attractive, and you get slapped across the face, maybe that wasn't the dragonfly they were talking to, because if you watch a few minutes later, you'll see that same symbology somewhere else. Sometimes the guides will do that to test you, to see where your thoughts are. To see the dragonfly means financial and luck, not to get lucky dating. So know your symbology a little bit before you do that. We've got a lot of you guys writing in. Jethro, you're so right about this. My family has always been lucky with nines. It's in my telephone number, and after I changed that pattern in my life, now I'm getting more jobs and things. I went for 6 years, no money, no finances, because there was lots of fours around me. Fours are very solid, and you had explained to us about how they're the four corners. I thought, well, how can this be? Then I remembered that my grandfather told me that nines were very lucky for him. My father's property is on nines, and he's been very fortunate. I went, and he will laugh at me, but I changed, like I said, my telephone number. Things have been better for me for the last year and a half. I thank you for helping me. Ted Arancio in Illinois. Yes, Ted, welcome. I remember you. Thank you for writing back in. Remember, go to psychicsgunwild.com to win those prizes. Find out. We've got a lot of fun people here, and that's what we do here. We bring in different people to do this. Speaking of bringing in, let's do a reading, guys. Let's see what we got here. 781, you're on Psychics One. Let's go have some fun, 781.
Yes, hi. Hey, Jethro. This is Bryn calling. How are you?
Hey, Bryn, it's great. It's been a little while. I wondered what you were doing. I thought you were out there for Goddard or something.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you a little bit. Yeah, I guess I have a question.
Sure.
Shall I go right into it?
Please.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like, I don't know, kind of energetically, my life has been on a holding pattern since last month. Just like just almost like I get the word waiting, you know, but and I just want to know, like, since I'm in coming into March and April, if things are going to shift into more active or feeling more present. It's almost like I feel like I wasn't in my body enough or something. So I just want to get a sense of,
Okay, we'll let Lori lay the cards out while you're doing that. What do you feel here, Crispy Johnson? What do you feel that you can help with Brendan? He needs a little bit of guidance here to get his life together. What are you sensing?
You know, what else is happening? Has there been any major events as of late? Or?
No event. It's just, I've just been feeling very kind of almost like stuck or that it's kind of, I've been in a holding pattern. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, I can't think of anything specific. It just kind of permeates all different areas of my life a bit.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, that's not always necessarily a bad thing sometimes. You know, I think in terms of, have you ever flown a commercial flight?
Excuse me?
Have you ever flown a commercial flight? And
I've flown in an airplane, yeah.
Okay, to use your term, in a holding pattern, sometimes you just have to wait. It's a timing thing. Sometimes you need, it's nature's way that you need to be in a holding pattern in order to land and ground yourself and let better things happen. I'm a firm believer that patience is a virtue sometimes.
Your connection isn't very good on the phone. You're kind of fading in and out.
Yeah, I apologize.
We've
had internet troubles here lately. I've been there myself in life, and sometimes it's, you just have to be patient. You just have to weather the storm. Take the good with the bad, and life is full of ups and downs. So if you're in a holding pattern, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No problem, Chris, and we thank you. We'll go ahead and look at the cards here. What are you seeing with the cards for him, Lori? And then let's finish this up for Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. It is. We're having a lot of technical. It sounds like you're up on a telephone pole too. We got all this stuff going on here tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna use my nature oracle cards, and Brent, I flipped a card, and this is you are a lovable card. It is the camellia flower. This states that love who you are, as you're created perfectly. Everything about your true self is beautiful. I think once you think outside the box, pertaining to your situation, you'll see things a little bit different. Like tomorrow night, there's going to be a full moon. Go out in that full moon and release any negative thoughts that you have. Burn it over the white candle. Write it on the piece of paper. Burn it. That always seems to help. You know, we all get stuck, or feel trapped or in a pattern. Sometimes when we shift our energy, that seems to help. And I also pulled another card for you. It's called the World Energy card. And it says, the earth is going through a transition of energy, and your sensitive body is feeling it. You're not alone. Accept the help from others.
That makes sense.
These cards are definitely resonating with you in your situation. And sometimes, you know, when we shift our energy, it makes a difference. It really does.
Right.
I hope this helps.
Thank you.
Ratings help. Okay. Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you, Lori. Yeah. Thanks.
Uh-huh. And Bryn, do you have some energy there in the house that you can maybe flow a little bit in your feng shui? Because I look at the house, I'm seeing the energy. I know a lot of people will smudge the opposite direction to cleanse their energy. But there is something there. Even Sue DeMonte's in the room. She's picking up that you may have something that's attached or gotten in the room. Sometimes this will happen in your place. The really easiest way to do that is to run water. Now, I've had people laugh about, okay, I just went and turned the sink on. If your sink is in your financial bogway, that's your far left, it's going to help change energy. But you'll need to, I would suggest maybe in a little fountain, put that in.
Okay.
Someone needs to put it in your personal space. That is on your
like in the
far left in the
financial
middle.
Financial area, yeah.
Yes, only a little
you
bit.
You said
in
the financial area, the fountain, yeah.
Right, and put it in, and if you're trying to do energy there for it, you need to put it in your personal space, which is in between the financials, the far left, and the front right. Right when you first walk in the door is your faith, so you need to put it in between there, probably in the middle of those two, about the middle of your left of your house. You know, what would be the middle of the left wall there? And run that for a couple of hours. Also a light meditation, visualizing abundance, light, golden showers, positive intent, and see the prosperity being planted for you.
Okay.
And I feel you're going to get some of the different answers because there is something a little bit hanging. I feel like your orange, your power needs to shift a little bit. Something's happened here.
Yeah.
It's time for that energy to happen. Sometimes this will happen in people in relationships. Sometimes it happens when your energy's had a little bit down. You know, I personally, if you've ever seen, like, remember when kids used to do, we used to do the London Bridge where you do the handset and you do the balance where you balance yourself up?
Right.
That will stretch that chakra. You don't have to. I mean, I'm not saying do yoga. My girlfriend's very phenomenal. It hurts me. I like the fact of just doing a little bit of a light one, stretch a little bit of an energy, then lay on the floor and very carefully put yourself straight where your legs are touching straight, your hands are straight. Visualize your hands open there and sending energy down through and out your feet. Visualize the orange flowing down. And the energy coming out down through your red, in your legs, into the energy. That also will balance that power back into here and now, and it will change your energy. Let us know, Brynn. We love you. We are so glad you called in, and please let us know how everything goes there.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are talking to everyone.
Thank you.
We're getting wild. We've got Lori C. here, Chris B. Johnson, and Jethro, and we're helping everyone, talking about getting lucky. A lot of you are asking us what's going to happen here. Tomorrow night, what's going to happen on Psyche's Gone Wild is Lori C. and our wild Angie Mitchell from Tuesdays is going to get together and do a real fun hour show for all of you on, they'll be talking about lucky, reading the cards and helping those of you along. Got a lot of you asking us what's happening. What's been going on is we're adding new people. We've got here Chris B. Johnson. He's going to be joining us on our weekends with Ryan J. Smith. Those of you who know Ryan is my son. He was my 23 hours and 23 minute present. He was a quick birthday present to me that was born on my birthday, and he's going to be back helping you. If you guys remember him from Living in the Realm, he was also on Psyche's Gone Wild when we first started way back about 343 years ago. He's now back being wild, and him and Chris are going to get on and do some Bad Boys and Talking Boys. What about what's happening? Psychically discussing these topics. We have individuals here that are saying there is no such thing as luck. You make your own luck, Jethro. You know this, and you always have these shows on when I have to work. Now I'm sitting here working at a cashier, and I wonder when I'm listening to your show, are you serious, Jethro? You know this. I disagree with that. I can also tell you that, you know, we do make our own luck. I do agree with that, but it is not hard. You cannot explain to me why you carry a citrine stone, which is a merchant stone that brings more money, and money will come in. Where if I don't have that stone, it don't. Yeah, I could subconsciously say that I'm also enhancement, but I know that a citrine business stone has always brought me finances. I always swear by it. Those of you who have ever known me very well know that I believe I work with what is in light. I work with it very well. When I find something that works, I share it with my friends, and that's what I'm doing tonight. So I do believe we make some of our luck, but I know a more positive, even stronger belief is to manifest that and to bring the luck. Well, those of you who know from Tuesdays, I want to bring in a little bit of a different point here. Chris White, our manifestator, who really has taken the level of studying this to a new level, and I'm trying to catch him over here. I know that he was here earlier in the room, and he's going to have to tease me as I find him, but we've got him, I think, here. Chris B. White. Or Chris White. I got all these Chris's. Chris.
You there?
Hello?
Yeah,
we got you. Chris, Okay. Yeah, we're listening. We have an individual, someone knows that you can make your own luck. As a manifestator, do you actually use that, Chris? Is there different times that you believe in this stuff, or does this actually hurt you when you're manifesting to believe in lucky things?
I think that when I studied metaphysics, I came to the conclusion that that was kind of a paradox. You can actually manifest things by your thoughts. You can, I think that, if you know that you're going to get something, you can get it. But since we aren't perfect as human beings, we can't do that all the time. So, I believe also that there's objects and there's different things that you can focus on that will bring luck to you, and different stones, oils, different rituals you can do, like burning the burning your thing on the full moon for money, and so I think it's. We're not perfect. We're humans, and if we were perfect, we wouldn't be here on this earth. And so I believe that it's two both things. Both that's just a paradox that we have. Both exist at the same time.
We got a question.
That makes sense,
Chris. Is it? It does. Is working with Jan, because I'm her fan, does that make you lucky, Chris? Because I think you're one lucky guy. This is what a Jan says over here in Colorado. Is it true? Working with her makes you feel lucky?
I think it does bring me luck. We have a lot of people call in, and I look at the queue sometimes, and I go, yeah, Jan fans. And
her legs, they're lucky. She's got beautiful legs. Jan's a beautiful person, and we all tease Jan, but Jan has fans that are very much. I think that Mr. John Day needs to relax, calm down. There is a male counterpart to Jan, because he's writing this. He's not lucky, Chris, and not working with her. But, Lori, we've got to go on here. They're getting us red. Looking at the energy here, Lori, is there one tarot card that you love that makes you feel lucky when you're around it?
Oh, wow. I don't think so. I like all the tarot cards because they come right into play with the questions. I'm really favoring this new deck that I got because it is a nature deck, and that is me, nature. And so this may bring me better luck, my new deck. We'll see.
Love it. We're going to go right in here and going over here to with Chris B. Johnson. They're asking, Chris, you live up there in Michigan, and you seem like a very hot guy. Do you have a lady friend? Because I'm single, and I live, oh, my God, over here in Nevada.
Well, I...
This lady is trying to pick up Chris and get lucky. Okay.
I'm single, but I'm more of a... I have multiple lady friends. I'll put it like that. I don't have time for a full time significant other. But,
okay. No, he's honest. We love that.
I was accepting more clients.
he's a little got him on the edge, Chris Ortiz. Her friend wrote me from Utah. She said, okay, then what's your totem? Is it possible to be one of those girls?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I think she's asking if she could be one of the girls that dates you.
Sure, why not? I'm receptive.
This is wild. We got Chris as an... Oh my gosh, Terry Ann, we know this is a happy wild time. Thank you guys for writing in. You've made our night a little more fun. We're going to take just a minute here and have a music break and see if we can get Jethro's face to put me in red. That made me laugh. I've got a couple of you writing in the wildest stuff. They're like, Lori, you're a rock, and I'm having a fun time. I think it's cool because you really rock the most. I've had the most fun time of my life. Where's Angie? We don't know. I'm looking for Angie. All of us psychics, put your hands together and say Angie real loud. I'm sure we'll get her pulled in here. We've got a lot of phone calls. We're going to take a few readings and stuff. Hang on, you guys, and go with it. We're going to play just a few minutes music of one of our really nice musicians here. And all of you guys know him from Monday. He's our listeners man. And it's Gary Wimmer. Here's a little bit of music from Blue Breeze. Blue Breeze 314, that's the beautiful music. Thank all of you for being patient tonight. We're back. This is Psychic Jester with PsychicsGoneWild.com and Psychics Gone Wild with the Wildest Fun tonight. We're having a little bit of a party. We've got me, Jethro Smith. We've got Lori C., Chris White, and Chris B. Johnson all here having a little bit of a party. Had friends calling in going, where's our Jan? We got to have our Jan. Well, we got Jan. We're going to be talking to Jan here in a few minutes from Jan Bachtrake from Tuesdays. Get ready for your totem. Let's find out what that lucky animal say with Jan. So I've got a lot of you calling 773-897-6461. Get to know it. Go to www.psychicsgunwall.com. Pick your reader. We're all there. We can find each and every one of us, all you want to know about us. And then pick your reader you want. Make sure you do the full reading. These little mini readings on the radio are real nice, but they're never going to give you the full reading that you can get by getting a hold of one of us. Lori C's here tonight with her nature cards, being wild, and we can't wait to hear that. We love her dearly. I've got a lot of you guys calling in for readings, and we're looking at it. This is Psychic Jethro. I am going to be doing readings here in Washington, D.C., in the Virginia area, starting after the 9th of March. I will be there the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. I have a couple of openings for those of you who'd like to come in and have a reading. Catch me now before I'm gone, because then I'll be in Tampa, Florida at Blue Moon Treasures, North 114, Dale Mabry, and it's on. We're going to be doing readings, classes, psychic, teaching, you name it, it's there. Let's come and have some fun. We're all here. And we're going to turn around and grab that phone now and see what our wild girl doing. And I think we've got her. Jan Boss Drakey, is that you?
Yeah. I guess so.
Hi, what do you think of these
listening.
Wild parties?
I know. It's so great. It's so much fun to listen to everybody. It's really cool.
We found out you had a fan very much. I wonder if you could get lucky and how lucky Chris is working with you. A little bit of we have a lady chasing Crispy Johnson. Actually, two of them, one in Utah, too. Her friend wants to date him. They're trying to share Chris, and he's being nice, and we're afraid he may be dinner soon. Jan, what do you think about what totem or animals would you say would be lucky to see around?
Thanks, Chris White, for saying that anyway. But, oh, yeah, I wrote them down as soon as you started saying that. Boom, they just, I know, just butterflies, dragonflies, hummingbirds. For me, black widows come in when I do my columns. They never fail. They always come around me after I finish writing a column, mostly in the summer because that's when they're out. And if I ever see, and doves, too. Doves are good luck for me, too. But mostly all of them, hummingbirds especially, too. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Jan, we got a few people. We're going to grab those phones. You hang on. We're having a psychic party here. Everybody tune in. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. We have a lot of us. We have Lori C., Crispy Johnson, Chris White, Jan Bach-Drakey, Jethro Smith, and we're having fun. We're hanging on. We think we might also have one more. Angie Mitchell's out there someplace being wild. We know that she's there, and we love her, and I think I found her. How are you, Angie?
Good. How are you? Yeah.
Great. This is our wild girl from Thursday. We're having a psychic party. Yes, we were waiting on you. We thought you'd forgot which party went to the house next door.
Well, you know, I just can't stay out of the fun here.
I can tell it. We got women chasing Crispy Johnson. He's being polite. Jan just told us about some wild animals, and Lori C's got her new cards, and Chris was teased about getting lucky when he works with Jan. What do you think? You work with Jan. Did you feel lucky working with Jan?
I did feel lucky. Yeah.
She did feel lucky.
Amazingly lucky.
We love her. This is our Vegas lady. We love her. She is lucky.
Aww.
She's a sweetheart, a very good friend. One of our favorites.
Jethro, I felt lucky to working with them for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, you guys are a great group. You guys see what we're doing. This is what we're getting you ready for. All of you guys that are listening in, this is what we're going to be sending your way in the airwaves. Psychics Gone Wild, that's what we are. We're a crazy family who all get together to help people. You heard our intercourse. That was really good. You heard our encore. I don't know what it was. Now I'm red. I got something on my mind that's lucky. But you heard that. And it means that what it is that we get do good to do good. Oh, God, I'm all red. I think so. We got a lot of you fans are listening. You guys are getting a taste of what we are, so get ready. We're missing Dina Flanagan tonight. She's up in Maine doing some work, a mediumship work, because she's a wild one. Gary Wimmer over in Texas, just being that wild listening man. You always got to watch him. He's wilder than it. But we're all family. Patty Negri out there in Texas and California in her spare time, still doing a little television and work. She's our psychic medium, just phenomenal. American Federation in the top three in about 27 categories. This is Patty Negri. We love her. Kimberly Ward, oh, my gosh, knocking them down. Another one in the top. Taking awards for mediumship, animal intuitive, you name it. Kim's doing it. Numerologist. So that's our Psychic's Gone Wild family. And those of you tuning in, you know what this was. This is Psychic Jethro. I started with this gift board, with this gift of being able to see, and then I worked with it, had a drowning experience, and came back was able to hear more. And I'm just out there helping all of you. So we love all of you guys, and I'm glad you guys are tuning in. Angie, we've got a question for you. Angie, is it true that Chris is really nice, or is he really just a pain in the ass when you're really not listening on the radio show? Because he seems too nice to be real. I want to know. Bridget Harrison in Georgia. Oh, my God. Is Chris a pain in the ass, or is he really nice? You're going to tell it on the air tonight. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I work with doctors all day long, and I would much rather work with Chris.
Oh,
he is a huge sweetheart.
Uh-oh. It's amazing he is this nice. We should be red. My God, the man is crazy nice. I'm like, what the hell? Is one of the dwarfs get lost? This man is nice. It's scary. I think it's nice. I said other things. Can I teach Chris about this? What will make Chris blow his top? But I will tell a story, all of you guys who probably don't know this. Me and Chris are good friends, and do not cut him off in traffic. This man will not only give a finger, he will chase you down. He scared me when he went up to the people. He was driving bad in Tampa. I'm like, Chris, let them go. They're just a little shorter than you, and they don't see the wheel. He was like, where are you at? Do not take his parking. Another no-no. But other than that, he's a real nice guy. Just saying.
Oh, God. That was one.
That was enough. The cops were going to be involved. That was scaring people. No, I'm kidding, Chris. He wasn't that bad. He was just, I'm teasing him. For those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're joking here, and we're hoping you are having fun. This is a little of the wild side. We've got a lot of calls. We do encourage you guys that are getting those readings on Facebook to get a hold of us more. I know a lot of you guys have got the wrong idea. We give these a little bit on the radio. I'm going to give you those really strong readings. This is for you to get to know which psychic to go to. Don't be fooled by the fact that it's just like a little mini cocktail. You have a little sip here and you think you're good to go. You need to have the full reading. Because, good example, Lori's cards may be telling you a piece of it on the radio show, but when Lori gets in depth with you and sits down and she gives you the rest of the story, then you can actually put a piece to what's going on with your future. That's why, thus, I've always, for many years, only read people 30 minutes or to an hour. I don't want to just start to have a piece, because I've learned through years of this that this can hurt individuals with it. We're having fun. I hope you guys are having fun. We're going to grab that phone now, and we've got, actually, oh, this is one of our Colorado leaders. I think I know this person. How are you doing? 712, what are you doing?
Hi, Jesso.
Hey, I thought it was you. What are you doing in our psychic party? You found us?
Yeah. How you been? Hello to your guests as well.
Hello.
I've been
having a good time. I've been just chasing everybody around, having a party a little bit. I was going to come up to Colorado. I was going to go to Denver. I should have been. Met you. We could have talked and stuff. But no. I'm flying all over this place trying to land.
Well, that's good. That's good. Let me know when you're coming this way.
I will. Thank you so much. We're talking about lucky. Before we do your reading, could you do us a favor? Is there anything that you believe that's very lucky for you and something that's unlucky?
I don't believe, I really don't believe in being unlucky. What I really believe, that we manifest. We can manifest what it is that we say that we want if we're in alignment with what we say we're asking for. That's what I believe. And so my what I'm feeling is that my energy is just out of the roof. And I feel like, I am, just starting everything over, with my life. And I feel like, kind of totally opposite of what the guy was saying when he said he felt stagnant. I feel the total opposite, because I feel like I need a reservoir to pour all this creative energy into.
Oh, we're like, I can relate with what you're saying. I love it. Yeah.
So I just want, I know that you're in tune and you're on point, and I just wanted to see what you were picking up or anybody else was picking up in reference to that.
Well, let's let Lori, she's our wall girl. I know she's got her new tarot cards, and she's pulling out some cards for you. I'll go ahead and take a chance here with you. But, Ivatar, I am picking up that this is time for not only the healing part, but they're showing me a lot of green energy for you to plug in. You're supposed to be helping many people, and you've got more than other abilities. You're holding yourself back when you naturally could do it all along. And they're telling me that you have people that are coming to you or around you.
Well, I did it for a reason, because I felt like I needed to heal first, before I just really stepped out there, to try to help other people. I felt that I needed to work on myself first.
heal yourself to heal others is perfect. I agree with you. They're telling me it's going to be that time. They said that you're ready to do that, reserve that energy. They're also telling me that you have some family that you're helping. There's something about your son, your child, that's in a position right now with other things. We were teasing our Crispy Johnson, and I feel like your guy has something going on with women, too. There's something happening with the female in his life or something about females right now.
With my son?
With your son.
Okay. Well, maybe they're keeping something from me because I don't know about it.
That happens. I
don't know
kids
about
and they will hide it. They won't show
yep,
it.
Yeah,
they just are like, wow.
It.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. But you're gonna find something that comes out here that's going to be handled, and I feel like it's going to be something that you're going to be there to help with, and I feel like it's going to be really a good situation for you and your son on this to come through. I do feel it has to do with a female, and I feel like she's not only handled some things, but I feel like it's time now, they said, for positive for him and his relationship. So I feel that they're finally really coming together. Something's coming together for him and this person. I keep seeing a very positive woman, and I do see her very happy, excited, like things are coming together and she's getting what she wants. I feel like your son's doing something there financially or something that puts her in a better mood. Lori, what cards are you seeing for our lovely avatar?
Okay. What was your name? I missed it.
Avatar.
Avatar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Avatar.
Avatar. Okay, gotcha. Okay, I just flip the card. It's excuse me. It's shield yourself. Evoke protection to bring this situation to a speedy end. Like you said, you need to focus on you. So
right.
that would pertain to you. Shield yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the next card that I pulled was the release all anger card.
Okay.
Don't give power to negative words by saving them. Speak from your higher self and make your communications peaceful and loving. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, we just got that. Whoa.
Wow, that was powerful.
The tower. That was power. I think the engines just found us. We're all getting ready for that flight. We've got about 8 minutes for those of you tuning in. This is PsychicsGoneWild.com. I hope you're having fun. We're having a psychic party, so we're going to turn. We're going to turn the wheel over now to Crispy Johnson. Chris, I know you're there. We got a little bit of a beep on the phone, and they said that we have a friend that said to write you and said, you know, you're a very nice person. I think it was very polite how you handled that. I got to tease you. My cousins do like you. I think you're a nice guy, and I am going to have a reading with you. So, you know, those of you that are teasing, we've got a couple of you guys in here checking out our readers, and they felt sad because poor Chris just got realized that he, I guess they wanted to date him. So we're going into 727. How are you? Thank you, Sun Wild, and we're here. Hello, 727.
Hello.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight? Well, you're a little wild girl. We got to catch you. What are you doing?
Are you picking up my energy?
Oh, my gosh. I know this wild woman. This is a friend of mine from Florida. Are you calling me? We're at the party.
With
I
all,
knew you'd be
with
here.
With all your missed words there?
Have you heard about my intercourse?
Yeah.
I meant encore. I meant, you know, my introduction. That was the one. Oh, my gosh. This is an adult show, Joanne.
No, I just wanted to – it's been a very good show, and I just wanted to tell you that I was very lucky to find you and for you to have the classes that are very informative.
Oh, thank you so much. This is one of my students. You guys have had a friend of mine from Florida, and thank you so much. I appreciate your call, and I got to laugh, and it has been one of those days. We have been here, and I'm here with my son. I joke. My son teases me incessantly, and I have just been joking with him consistently with another joke with other things. No, but there's nothing kinky here, people. It's just he's a silly kid. So what I laugh at is all of you guys that are tuning in, we're having a blast. We're doing Psychics Go Off. Thank you, John. I do know that the guys are telling me with the question now, Joanne, is there a belief that you have that there's some things that are more lucky, like stones you carry, or?
Yes. I carry a rose quartz. I carry the Aventine, and I also carry an amethyst. So, and I need to get the hematite to get my ass grounded. So. Well, you know what? You know I'm on anyway. So.
I do it. You are like. This is one of my very psychic friends. I'm very cool. I love her, Joanne. She's very blunt, too. Like Chris would be Johnson would say, I got to tease you, Joanne. You know, those three combinations, just telling you from the old metaphysical, she carries a rose quartz with unconditional love. She carries the amethyst that works with alcoholics, and then she's carrying the aventurine that's the adventuring one. She looks like she's out trying to pick up a guy who's really drunk and ready for a good time. I want to go, Joanne, are you
sure
you carry those
three? No, that's not what I want. I was married. I was married to one for 25 years. I don't want another alcoholic.
Oh.
Okay.
Just ask it. I mean, because those three together is pretty wild. So I'm teasing. You know what? I love you, Joanne. Thank you for the compliment. Is there anything you want to ask? You've got a few minutes here. We've got Lori all revved up with her new cards.
Oh, well, am I supposed to hear from somebody anytime soon?
Well, the card that I took for you, Joanne, is open your arms to receiving. So go up there and find
Ooh.
That man and give him a big hug. Yeah.
Aww. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Okay. I put
Definitely.
It on Twitter.
Yeah.
All of us are, no, I'm kidding. We're teasing her. Just teasing her, guys.
Aww.
Thank you, Joanne. We love you dearly. We are here on Wild, and we're having ourselves a wild when we're having the most craziest time. We've got trying to get in one more. We're going to slide in on the phone here. We've got 706. How are you, 706?
I'm good, Jethro. This is Mary Ellen. How are you doing?
Great. We've got a few minutes. We slid you in at the last couple of minutes. You always come in, Mary Ellen, when we're doing that, and I want to make sure that we get a few minutes here. I love you dearly. One of our listeners, all of you guys tuning in, they're going, God, Jethro, you can tell I've been on the radio for a while. I know everybody. What question have you got for us, and what is lucky with you?
Lucky is 7 for me, and I have a second meeting that's coming up with this gentleman for a project, and I spoke with him today, and it's going to be in about a week and a half, and I was wondering if we will finalize at that point.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to leave it to the men this time. We've got us going. Chris B., you're a new guy. Would you like to try Chris Johnson? What are you feeling with her and this man? What's going to happen?
I think there's definitely going to be progression.
He has a very sexy voice. Go ahead.
Ooh la la.
Thank you very much. Now, what exactly do you mean finalized? Go ahead.
It's a contract.
Business-wise, correct?
Right.
I feel there's a strong possibility for it, but
okay.
you have to be comfortable with it. You know, the greatest business deal is when neither side is happy, but I disagree. Go with your instinct, your first instinct. If it requires overthinking, you're thinking too much. But, I think there's a very good possibility.
Okay.
I agree. I feel that. And Mary Ellen, I think he's also the guy's keeping this contract for other things. He knows you're a little bit something about this enticing or a little bit of a way of getting things to go, and you're going to hold your guns and get it. I agree with Chris. I feel like you're going to get what's needed, but you're going to hold yourself to what you need to have happen. I feel like you're very insistent on it.
Yeah, I don't want just one part of it. I want both sides of the fence.
Oh. We love it, but thank you for calling in. We're down here, you guys, and we're thanking everyone tonight. You're welcome. We're going to go ahead and let them out. Chris, wife, thank you for tuning in. We'll be looking to hear from you Tuesday and see how lucky you really are with Jan. We know you're really nice. They tried to bust you, but you got through that one.
I like working with Jan. You do good.
Cool. We love you.
Thank you.
We're going to turn around, and Lori, we thank you, Lori C., and thank you for your new cards. We'll see you tomorrow night with our wonderful Angie out there being wild, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We love you, Angie. You're out there, and I definitely can't wait to hear the rest of it. I know Chris was a little sweating there. He thought you were going to give it in, and he did tell the truth that he was nice, but he was nervous even though he's nice. Isn't that funny?
Well, he's not my ex-husband, so it's all good.
That's it for being happy. We're down here, and we love you. Jan, you always are the we are all Jan fans. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you, too. I love all of you so much. This has been really fun.
Johnson, we'll see. You're fun too, Jen. We love you. We'll be seeing you or hearing, I say, actually, from you on Saturday night at 8 p.m. We're going to do a weekend with the Wild Boys, Ryan J. Smith and Chris B. Johnson are going to be rocking. You guys, I'm having a little bit of a tongue problem. I'm a little bit of wound-up energy. There's a lot of energy in this room tonight. Thank you, Chris. You rock, and we can't wait to hear from you Saturday.
You too, Jeff. Well, thanks. Is it okay if I give myself a quick plug here for those that are interested?
Yeah, please give yourself a plug. Yeah, we got a few secs.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/10.3, TEN.THREE. It's my personal page. I don't have a website yet, but just send me a friend request. I generally accept all of them.
Please, everyone, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.